This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Twitter is making a big deal of the World Cup with a special hashtag, hashtag World Cup. And interestingly, of the 32 competing teams, 30 have official Twitter accounts, and at least one player from every squad represents the team, even, interestingly, including Iran, which doesn't support Twitter use in their country.
There's social media expert Miriam Salpeter commenting on the huge popularity of the World Cup teams and the discussion on Twitter, the focus on World Cup fever number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS on the air for the week ending Friday, the 20th of June. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we review the top 10 talk topics determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And this week, sports talk radio and the focus on the World Cup is at number 10. I'm sure you'll be excited to know that the number 9 item on the countdown this week is the continuing discussion of climate change. The debate continues. Here's host Robert Rees talking about the latest from President Obama on climate change and the very expensive proposal for an ocean preserve.
President Obama wants to create the world's largest ocean preserve. An ocean preserve? Oh, boy. Moving to protect fragile marine life, President Barack Obama announced plans Tuesday to create the largest ocean preserve in the world by banning drilling, fishing, and other activities in a massive stretch of the Pacific Ocean. He's going to use presidential authority that he says doesn't require action for Congress to propose and expand the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument. Now, this is actually something that George W. Bush designated to protect unique species and rare geological formations. The waters are now considered U.S. territory because they surround an array of remote, mostly uninhabited islands that the U.S. controls between Hawaii and American Samoa. And they say this. Carbon pollution is making the world's oceans more acidic. Pollution is threatening marine life, and overfishing could wipe out entire species. So he vowed to expand the sanctuary during an ocean conservation conference hosted by the State Department. Quote, if we ignore these problems, if we drain our oceans of the resources, we won't just be squandering one of humanity's greatest treasures. We'll be cutting off one of the world's major sources of food and economic growth, including for the United States. We can't afford to let that happen. End quote. Okay. So it's one of these things where it's not like I'm making like light of the situation that we don't want to overfish, and we don't want to have a situation where we're destroying the reefs. And I'm not trying to say like, oh, you know, this is ridiculous, just ignore it. But at the same time, this idea that we can create one little ocean preserve, and we're going to make it the biggest one out there. We're going to make it the biggest one, and that's somehow going to stop the overfishing that's actually happening off the coast of China and Japan and Russia. I mean, is it what? All the marine life is going to go, hey, you know what? They're fishing way too much over here in Japan and China and off the coast of Russia. Let's head down to the Pacific between Hawaii and American Samoa, because I hear over there they don't allow fishing. Sweet, let's go down there. So what's going to happen? Was this some sort of like what do you do with stock fishing, where you have some ponds that they grow the fish in, and then eventually they release them out into the streams and ponds and rivers and stuff? Is that what they're doing here? No? Well, what's the matter then? Well, because you're sitting here trying to use the excuse that you're creating this preserve in order to make sure we don't cut off one of the major sources of food and economic growth. You see how I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. Yet there's tons of people that were on Twitter and Facebook and on blogs and other social media yesterday touting this is like some great deal. President Obama's making the largest ocean preserve. For what? Because he's going to protect the fish. That's not what he said. He said we have to protect one of the major sources of food and economic growth for the United States. So basically what he's doing is he's saying, you know what we're going to do? We're creating a fish hatchery between Hawaii and American Samoa. We're going to let the fish grow and thrive there for a long time, so it's going to be a preserve. You can't fish between there. And then we're going to let the fish grow and thrive, and then eventually we're going to come in and go feed them to Americans.
Up next on the Countdown, the IRS, Benghazi, and the Redskins, all in focus here, as we continue to highlight what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Countdown.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179. And this weekend only, get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no tax during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, the IRS scandal number 8 on the countdown. Here's radio host Dom Giordano talking to investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson about the scandal at the IRS and the missing emails.
The wheels of justice grind very slowly, and some people at various times are tempted to just say, hey, stuff got lost, Nixon. The 18 and a half minutes, I guess it was, tape is the most famous. And they figure, what are you going to do to prove something like this?
Well, they may be right. I mean, there is sort of a sentiment out there when a story lingers on or something is lost or a question can't be answered that maybe, you know, we should kind of go away. And I think that's the opposite of what the journalists ought to do.
You say, first of all, you would ask them to provide a timeline of the crash and documentation covering when it was first discovered and by whom.
There are a lot of things required under federal systems. You know, as far as security, reporting when something goes wrong, and it wouldn't be hard to at least ask for the documentation and hear what they have to say. And I would suggest that if you've got the IT experts who attempted to recover the materials after the crash, you might find out a lot of information that way.
Right. You might find out if anybody's playing with the system or this was a legitimate crash that just resulted in this.
Well, I also posted last night, I shared the video of the questioning of the IRS commissioner from March, in which he made no reference to any sort of missing emails or crash in the system. He, in fact, said that the IRS was working to retrieve the emails so that they were findable. And he furthermore said what a lot of people have told me who work in technology and who also some of whom have serviced the government, these emails are not stored on a single server or a single computer. So if there were a crash of a hard drive or some sort of system failure, they would still be retrievable. According to Koskinen, the IRS commissioner, at the time he told Congress that emails were stored off-site. And, you know, again, that jives with people who say the emails are backed up daily. There's a responsibility on the part of government officials to retain the data, make sure that it isn't and can't be lost through the systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's true, if indeed her emails are lost, that's quite a story in of itself.
Benghazi suspect prosecution number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's host Ro Khan, along with Richard Roper, talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky. They discussed the suspect, who's now in custody, and how he was captured. It was kind of an easy thing. There was nothing that was fired, no shots. They just rounded this guy up.
This is a guy that some sources are now saying was, his whereabouts had been well known for the last year and a half.
Oh, he'd been interviewed by the New York Times, effectively on the battlefield, and had been hiding, if at all, in plain sight. The U.S. knew where he was. And apparently Roe had asked the Obama administration to sign off. You know, special forces were ready. The FBI was ready. All it needed was the sign off. And now they had it. They went in on Sunday and without a shot, we're told, took Ahmed Abu Khattala into custody. He's on, as you mentioned, a naval ship in the Mediterranean being interrogated. And then he'll be brought to a U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. to face charges.
Aaron, can you talk a little bit about what we know about how this happened? This wasn't one of these things with, you know, going after Bin Laden with special forces and helicopters. This is guys in vans. I mean, you got to do this sort of in the, you know, under the cover of the light of day, right?
Well, you know, we haven't had a full readout on the operation, but it was special forces and the FBI. The FBI had been leading the investigation into the attack on the consulate. So a combination with special forces in the lead got in and got out, and they did it in a matter of moments. We're told no shots were fired, all U.S. personnel were safe, and no civilians were injured. And apparently the operation didn't take very long, and they immediately left the country and headed right out to sea.
Okay, so why now?
It's been a long time. It's been 2.5 years since the attack, and I think that this was a real sore point for the administration and a real frustration for the FBI. When we talked to Director James Comey earlier this year, earlier this month, I should say, he said it's still a priority, and apparently they were just waiting. The fear was that an already fractious country could be more destabilized if, you know, U.S. special forces just went traipsing in and tried to get this guy, but for whatever reason, now was the right time, it was deemed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, up to number 6 on this week's review, the Redskins ruling. Here we go. Host Chad Dukes and Eric Wadden think that after the trademark ruling against the Redskins, it's now the perfect time for the team to make some money by selling the naming rights.
This is something you've talked about before.
Yes, that's correct.
You've been passionate about the question of why hasn't, is it just any fast food organization?
Well, yeah, I would guess so. Why hasn't like a major food corporation or just any kind of corporation been able to name their team or name a franchise after their company, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
This then came up today because of all the name change
right.
stuff. And you said that this is the perfect opportunity to implement your plan.
Yes. The perfect time to change the Redskins' name to the Washington McDoubles. And I'll tell you why.
The Washington McDoubles.
Same colors as the Redskins, red and yellow, burgundy and gold, you know, very similar. You can get around that. You give the naming rights to McDonald's. You can name it the Washington Big Macs, the Washington McChickens, whatever you want to do it. You know, if you're going to change the Washington Redskins, like people are saying, you know, keep it the Braves, keep it something similar. Screw that. You just go completely opposite. Don't do something stupid like the Washington Wizards, you know. Just completely sell out, give everyone the middle finger, and name it the Washington McDoubles. You name FedEx Field, the McStadium. You just go all out, flip.
You're dead serious, right?
Oh, I'm dead serious. So you got the Golden Arches, but you flip that upside down, and it's almost like an
you spell
inverted
Washington with that.
Yeah, or you can just have the logo just be an inverted Golden Arches.
But if they're
going
like
to
be
a curly W bit.
If they're going to be, you keep saying curly W bit, but there's another team in town that does that.
I know, but it's, you know, just go with the W.
But if you're going to have a McDouble is going to be the name of the team, wouldn't you want to put some sort of burger on the side of the helmet?
You can put the hamburger on the side if you want. Don't you agree, though? If you're going to go change the name, let's just go where it's never been taken before.
A full heel turn.
Yes.
Really just drive everyone crazy.
Yeah.
Up next, Mr. Bergdahl and Ms. Clinton. Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Doug Steffen here on the air.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As we continue to review what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, so-called political talk radio, left, right, and somewhere in between, we are at number 5 on the countdown, the Bergdahl terror suspect swap. That's still on a lot of people's minds, including the mind of Joel Riley, who hosts a radio program discussing now with military psychiatrist Dr. Joseph Troiani. What does it mean to reintegrate somebody like Mr. Bergdahl?
What does reintegration really mean, and where are we trying to get with him?
Well, first of all, we've done a lot of work understanding POWs. You know, when the Vietnam War ended, we had 591 POWs returned. What we were able to do is understand, in fact, the process of coming back. It's acclimation. It's dealing with the shock of being held POW or being held hostage. It's then a slow process of getting reintegrated into your former life. Remember, he has been held in isolation for the last 5 years, cut off from other service personnel and our way of life and our way of culture.
Is it your own brain that you deal with it kind of by shutting down and it's kind of waking it back up? Or is it all the negativity that you had to put up with that's the bigger hurdle?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we're not sure what he was subjected to. In those 5 years, how much of that time was in total sensory deprivation? How much of that time did he endure torture or harsh interrogation? Those are all the unknowns which will start to come out when he goes through the process of debriefing. Initially, he's going through a process where he's telling his story as best he could.
The Hillary Clinton memoirs and the 2016 presidential race come up as number 4 on the countdown. Here's host Kevin Meeks talking to Jeff Monasso, a reporter for Fox, about whether we're any closer to finding out officially if Hillary's going to run or not to run. That is the question.
A little bit of a look back at Hillary Clinton in the exclusive interview on the Fox News Channel, and whether or not she indicated, among other things, Jeff, anything about 2016.
Well, she didn't say she was going to run, but one of the things that Kevin, I thought was interesting when she talked about her 08 campaign, describing it as, you know, essentially brutal, that she was exhausted, she was drained. She also said, quote, getting through that gauntlet to be one of the nominees to run for president requires a lot of stamina, unquote. And to me, I was going, okay, there it is. All right, she's telling us she's strong, she's ready to go. I think rhetorically when I hear politicians speak, and I think that politicians, I mean, everything that comes out of their mouths is essentially calculated. So I think that perhaps the hidden meaning behind that was that she's raring to go.
Did the issue of the what's being said, her disappointing book debut, this new book that she has out, did that come up at all in the interview?
Book sales did not come up. No, obviously she mentioned her book. You know, they brought it up and, you know, talked about her new book, said, in your new book, you know, you mentioned this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing about sales. I mean, I think that a million books were initially ordered. I think there's about 900,000 still sitting in a warehouse somewhere. They're not selling well, but that could change.
Yeah, but you know, if she announces for president to get closer to it, that book starts to take off. I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
it's
think
more
right.
of a marathon than a sprint.
I think you're right. One of the questions that I was glad that Greta did bring up was the situation in Mexico with Sergeant Tamarisi being held there captive, essentially, after making a wrong turn turn into Mexico. Yeah, he had guns on him, but legal guns in the U.S. He just made a wrong turn, and so he's been there, according to him and others. He's been beaten, treated pretty bad, although that's improved. Mrs. Clinton said, look, if I was Secretary of State, I'd be going down there. I'd have envoys down there, ambassadors. I'd be lighting up the phone lines until we got him home.
Recapping where we are at this moment in time, World Cup fever is number 10 on the countdown this week. Number 9, the continuing conversation about climate change. Number 8, the reality of the IRS scandal. Benghazi, number 7. Number 6 is the Redskins ruling. Number 5, the terror suspect swap. Number 4, Hillary Clinton and the presidential race in 2016. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. They're coming up next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues to roll. Let's get rolling.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready. Take care of your family and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC Stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour of this hour of the review. I'm Doug Steffen. We have in front of us the week ending Friday, June 20th, top 10 talk topics of the week, and we are actually at number three in the countdown. Primary results and the state of the Grand Old Party. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Darren Good from Politico.com about a new super PAC from the Koch brothers and the role it's likely to play for some candidates in primaries and midterm elections as well.
Tell us about the Freedom Partners Action Fund. What is it?
It's a little bit of an evolution from what we've seen from Charles and David Koch. They're the billionaire brothers who have been Tea Party backers. Some people actually give them a lot of credit for helping to solidify that movement. This is going to target specific candidates. I don't know which ones yet, but it's a little bit different from what they usually do. They do a lot of issue advocacy work, be it in energy policy, which is an area that I specialize in, and other policies. This is going to, again, target like a usual super PAC would. It's going to target specific candidates. They're going to spend upwards of about $15 million or so in the 2014 cycle. That's just a smidgen of the $290 million they want to spend overall in the cycle. Again, a lot of that has to do with that issue advocacy work that they usually do. So this is a more targeted enterprise for them. I expect it to be just the beginning. I would expect it to grow probably quite a bit in the 2016 presidential cycle. So just kind of a starting kind of rifle shot from the Koch brothers. We'll see exactly what they do with that. They just presented it at a closed-door gathering of major donors in Southern California on Monday.
Hey, Darren, will this help me understand this? Will this money be used in GOP primaries to help moderate Republicans or Tea Party-backed candidates? Who are the intended beneficiaries?
Well, I think the beneficiaries are going to be a little more conservative candidates, and it's going to be going after probably some Democrats that they feel are obviously on the wrong side of some of these issues. I don't have a roster yet exactly of who is going to benefit yet, but if you look at some of the criteria they're talking about, you know, they will, and this, I'm just reading this directly from a quote here, this fund will support candidates who share our vision of free markets and a free society and oppose candidates who support, quote, again, intrusive government policy. So we're talking about regulation. EPA just released a new proposal going after existing power plants, restricting greenhouse gas emissions from those power plants, i.e. coal plants, i.e. a lot of the operations that the coke industries are supportive of and are investing in.
Here's Talk Host Dave Ross with another Talk Host, Michael Medved. Don't you love it when one host finds it necessary to find another host to talk to about something? In this circumstance, they discuss the rumors. Medved's very intellectually stimulating, and so maybe this would be a good conversation. Let's listen. Rumors that Mitt Romney might run again for president in 2016. Anything to it?
You may have read a few items on the internet about the possibility of Mitt Romney running again for president. He held sort of a summit conference in Park City, Utah. What was the first of all, the reason for the summit conference?
Well, it's partially trying to keep the old campaign apparatus together. And frankly, there's another reason as well, which is they're raising money for a private equity investment fund. I think that basically the press is looking for a story here suggesting that Mitt is going to run again. I spoke this morning, Dave, to somebody who was there with Governor Romney, and he says there's no chance in the world.
Really?
He'll be a candidate.
So this is just made up by hopeful reporters. But it's not, I mean, the way this, and I'm looking at, this is the Boston Herald, Kimberly Atkins article.
Right.
The gist of the piece was he wanted to get a sense for the current Republican field to see what was out there, and the sense of the group was that he was draftable, that if there was enough of a groundswell, he would, in fact, consider doing it again.
He has told people privately, and he said publicly, that is absolutely not true. The general sense is that most Romney people, probably including Governor Romney himself, want Jeb Bush to run.
Jeb Bush.
And Jeb Bush would be
their
candidate.
He'd be the establishment candidate.
Well, Mitt isn't really the establishment. I mean, I don't know what the establishment is. Mitt is certainly part of the economic establishment.
Well,
but in terms of the Republican Party.
As in not
party,
being in the, on the Rand Paul side of the party.
Right. I prefer to use the term mainstream. I mean, the Rand Paul, one of the things about what's happening in Iraq, and people will tell you this in Republican world, any chance that Rand Paul may once have had of winning the nomination, it's over, because I think somebody who is calling for, quote, a non-interventionist foreign policy is going to have a very tough time within the Republican Party.
That leads us up to number two on this week's overview, immigration reform. That's interesting that that's come back. That's mostly because of the election of, or the win in the primary of Mr. Bratt. So that's up next here on the weekly review. The Countdown Show continues in a matter of moments.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home, because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing in full force. Doug Stefan here at a number two item, the child illegal crisis and immigration reform sort of put together. Here's host Ray Dunaway with Alex Norris of the Cato Institute about the surge in unaccompanied minors coming across the border into our country.
All right. I mean, looking at headlines. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We've got, of course, obviously, we've been hearing for the best, a migrant surge jams border report. Obama administration knowingly letting illegal immigrant gang members like MS-13 into the U.S. How long has this been going on, and what have you been able to learn about this?
Well, the increase in the number of what's called as unaccompanied minors or children coming across on their own has been increasing since about 2000 steadily. And this year so far, 2014, the numbers are so far, and the fiscal year is only three quarters over, so far it's double what it was in 2013. So we expect the final number to be somewhere around triple or four times the number of unaccompanied minors coming across the border. Now, to put those numbers into perspective, in 2013, 25,000 of them came over. So far this year, about 50,000 have come over. So that's where the number stands right now. And that's only the numbers that the government has released. What they have not released is the total number of estimated illegal immigrants coming across the border.
Alex, the thing that is strange about this, I guess some U.S. representatives, House members, went down to take a look at the situation because apparently there are reports that some are being kept at Fort Hood, some are actually being flown into Massachusetts, from what I understand, what I've read this morning. But they weren't allowed to talk to the kids. Do we know what their story really is?
No, we don't. This is something where there are a lot of theories out there, but we have more theories and information to explain it. So one theory was that DACA, which was that temporary deferred action for illegal immigrant children in the United States, has been incentivizing these kids to come over. And what we see, though, is that this surge in kids, the increase began a full year before that even went in place.
Alex, the question I have for you, and some people, and these are anecdotal stories, but what I've heard is that some of these kids, you know, number one, I've spent time on the border, and the most immigrants from Central America will tell me that the worst part of the trip is Mexico, because Mexico is not kind to folks in that situation. And yet they're coming up, they have reasonably clean clothes, it doesn't look as if they trekked across Mexico. At least that's what some people are saying.
Yes. Well, the thing is, Mexico has changed its laws quite a bit in the last few years to decrease police power over immigration and make sure that there's not as much corruption, that migrants coming through Central America are not bothered nearly as much as they used to be. So prior to, like, 2010, what you're saying is, like, absolutely true. But since then, the situation has relaxed quite a bit in Mexico. And I think the Mexican authorities know that a lot of these people are trying to meet up with their families here in the United States instead of stay in Mexico and work. So they sort of have turned a blind eye to a lot of what's going on.
So do some of these kids, and they're not all kids, by the way, some are 18, 19, 20, and some, yes, maybe MS-13 members or gang members. The fact of the matter is some of them do have family already here.
Yes, and that, I think, is the story that makes the most sense. As you've seen since the housing collapse, a lot of Mexican immigration stopped, even illegal immigration to the United States, but you've seen some tick up in Central American immigration. And what happens is the parents come first, and then the children and the family members follow a couple of years later once the parents have been established and find a job and find a place to live. So what we could be seeing is the family reunification part of some illegal immigration that occurred some years ago.
Here's Radio Man Matt Patrick talking to Texas State Rep. Steve Toth. They discuss what he thinks, Toth thinks, needs to be done to deal with the increasing problem of immigrant children flooding into the border without parents.
Everyone in the United States has now become acutely aware of the situation that we have at our border, seeing a surge of children, in particular, from Central America, from Guatemala, from Honduras. Steve, you and other Texas lawmakers want the governor to call a special session, call the legislators back to Austin in order to do what? What do you think you can do?
We need to appropriate the necessary funds to secure the border. We haven't done it. And it's something that a group of us have been calling for over 2 years now. I heard Geraldo Rivera the other night say, wow, we were shocked that this is what happened as a result of the DREAM Act. Well, we all saw this coming. I mean, all of us did. I mean, the conservatives did anyways that have been calling for this to happen for over 3 years now.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, but I'll take into consideration who said it, that you're shocked at what happened here. You know, and I'm shocked that the administration would like us to believe that they are shocked. They knew, I think they knew exactly what was going to happen. But what is it that we can do, Representative Toth? I mean, if you could be specific for me, what can we do in Texas to secure the border?
Well, here's what you're hearing. You're hearing we need $1.3 million to put enough boots on the ground to secure the border. Matt, the only thing that will do is will allow them to come to us, and then and they're told right now it's catch and release, and they know it's catch and release. They know that they get across the border, we catch them, and then we hand them over to DHS. DHS then releases them. That doesn't solve the problem. And that's why I want a special session. The reason why I want a special session, it's not enough just to catch them. We need to secure the border. We need a fence to keep them from coming across the border. And it's an issue of humanity at this point right now, too, because we've got people that are coming across the border and dying.
Steve, obviously the fence would not be built quickly. You want to do something long-term. You certainly want to do something short-term as well.
You need a fence and you need boots on the ground. It's both.
Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Jeff Everly from the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. Who would have thought there was an organization? Listen, the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. Discussing the illegal children coming into our country, it's basically a floodgate being opened.
In the opinion of your organization, the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, what's the motivation behind this this recent move by the Obama administration to allow all these young people to come here?
Well, it's hard for them to push their agenda, i.e. amnesty, but this will be such a surge, emotional. They're tugging on heartstrings of people. It's hard to look at a little child who's dirty, hungry, hasn't been cared for because they just crossed the border, and say, you know what, enough is enough, we need to stop, put them on a bus, put them on a plane, and send them back from where they came from. They know that we're not going to do that. And they also utilize what I call psyops. They know that the American people see what we're doing, we being the border patrol out there, and then, you know, half the folks think we're a bunch of Nazis, the other half think we're saviors, and we're neither of those. We're men and women who've taken an oath to protect this country. And part of that protection is keeping out folks who cannot come in legally. They bring different diseases. They come here for nefarious reasons. We have transcontinental crime families. The cartels come here. They're in over 2,000 countries. So the reason that they're doing this is because they can't get their agenda through Congress, and they know that. So they're going to go an end around and try and get an insurge like this and throw their hands up and say, well, we can't stop it. We've got to do the right thing. This is humanitarian. But they've created this situation by their policies, procedures. The fact that the president said he would not send back anybody who would be possibly a dreamer. Well, the folks down in the other parts of the country, in South America, they get those stories every day. If you go onto our webpage, you can read our M3 report. And that's foreign media reports that our officers read, translate, and put on the net so that the American people can see what they're being told down in Honduras. And they're being told, come on up to America. They're not going to stop you. They're not going to send you home. You're basically home free.
So that leaves us with the number one item this week, turmoil in Iraq. That's in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Iraq situation, is it a crisis? Number one this week, certainly turmoil, lots to be discussed, whether or not the growing chorus, both in the U.S. and Arab world, that Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki has to go if there's any hope of unifying Iraq as the militants take city after city after city. This week on the Good Day program, I had a conversation with Dr. Harlan Ullman, who is the architect of Shock and Awe, about how that played into Iraq then and how it applies to what's going on there now, in fact.
Well, actually, Doug, the shock and awe that was used in Iraq in 2003 was as far away from the shock and awe that we had actually proposed as we are from the moon. The
really?
Notion of shock and awe was really how do you affect influence and control will and perception. And you start with the end state or outcome, which would have been a stable Iraq, and work backwards. And we did none of the above. What we had in Iraq was really Desert Storm on steroids, the 1991 invasion of Kuwait. And we gave no consideration to the post-war world that was going to occur.
So you, your words, these, this was a term you coined, and it was basically hijacked from you and misused? Is that, should we?
Hijack is too polite. It's a pity we couldn't file suit.
Really?
For gross distortion. And interestingly, Don Rumsfeld, who was then Secretary of Defense, was a member of our group.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq was a catastrophe in terms of how the invasion was, not the invasion, but the occupation was planned and the fact that we didn't think about it. And so now we're left not only with the sins of that, but with the Maliki government. And more interestingly than my past book you referenced, I have a book coming out this fall called Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand a Century Ago Still Menaces the Peace Today. And 12 days hence, we'll mark the 100th anniversary of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. That started World War I. And
yeah.
When you look around the world, starting from Libya in the Mediterranean, and you go through Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ukraine, and you see what's happening in Iraq today, you wonder if you hear the sounds of tick, 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 tick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't quite believe that's the case yet. but the world is very dangerous. We have an American process of government that's broken. We have a president who, regrettably, is not held in the highest esteem abroad. And quite frankly, these are really difficult issues to which I think there are some solutions. But given the partisan nature of American politics and the pernicious and septic state of politics today, coming up with a really rational idea or proposal is going to be very difficult.
Whatever the reason, we don't have guys like you thinking things out. We've got guys like Rumsfeld and Cheney, who are basically thugs, who are interested in making money out of whatever scenario they can come up with. And you see the same thing, but not so sophisticated.
Well, let me interrupt you, Doug. Cheney, and you may disagree with their policies. They are anything from being thugs. I think that they were wrong. But the problem really was not just George Bush, but if you think back for the last 24 years to Bill Clinton, you think about George Bush and you think about Barack Obama. We don't elect presidents who are either experienced or qualified for the job when they enter, and learning on-the-job skills is very costly.
Talk show host Tommy Tucker with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons now. They discuss how quickly the Iraqi troops are surrendering to these militants.
It seems like the Iraqi troops kind of quick to surrender, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's not a disrespect. It's just they're not capable of really fighting and feel this loyalty to fight for their ground. We came upon Iraqi units that had completely abandoned their positions, field artillery units and the like. And there, I mean, there's food in the Mermite cans. Like, they were eating, and then they heard the Americans were coming and then really left. I mean,
Finish their lunch, Major. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Didn't finish. And I just remember saying to myself, my gosh, a U.S. infantry marine platoon would fight and die to the last person to defend what was our homeland at the time, what would have been our homeland. So this is what their homeland was. So this is not a very, they don't have a very storied history with regard to military battles. You can go back to the Iran-Iraq War and say the same thing. They were pretty much routed in many of those battles by the Iranians.
So that being said, I mean, could this be like, what is it, the 300 with the Spartans, where 8,000 can actually control 125,000 if there's not the will there?
That's a good analogy, but you got to fast forward to modern warfare. I think what the Iraqi government gets in the first few battles, if they get some confidence in their equipment and they win, they start winning certain things, and then this could tip very quickly over in the favor of what they're trying to do. You know, and that's what the U.S. Special Forces will look to do here. They'll look to kind of give them the confidence. Now that this group, this ISIS has got some equipment, it'll kick up dust, we'll be able to figure it out, target them. I think that you'll see them have a little more confidence in their equipment.
Turmoil in Iraq, number one item this week in the world of news talk, issue-oriented talk radio. Let's go back and give ourselves a list here. From number 10 to number 1, World Cup fever and sports talk radio at number 10. Climate change debate, number 9. IRS scandal and the missing emails, number 8. Benghazi suspect prosecution, number 7. Number 6, the Washington Redskins ruling. The terror swaps, number 5. Hillary Clinton's memoir, number 4. Primaries and the state of the Republican Party, number 3. Illegal children, immigrants coming into our country, and the reform that's needed there, number 2. And the situation in Iraq. That's the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortality and nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.